This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Well, I'm speaking to you after witnessing the solar eclipse, which passed over North America a few days ago. Some of us living in the Midwestern United States had the historic opportunity to witness the moon completely blocking the face of the sun for a few minutes. In the town where I live, my husband and I witnessed about 97% coverage of the sun, and two friends of mine who traveled a few hours south witnessed 100% coverage. Both of them described the event as a holy experience during which the sky went completely dark and the earth was absolutely silent as man and beast paused to witness the spectacle. For us, it was a stunning moment as the sky darkened, the temperature dropped significantly, and a cool wind began to blow. Though solar eclipses are not extremely rare, it is rare for a total eclipse to be visible in the same location on the Earth. I read recently that the track of a solar eclipse is a very narrow path over the Earth's surface, averaging only 60 or 70 miles in width. So a total eclipse happens at any given place only once in about 360 years. Well, some people speculated that this eclipse was a spiritual sign signaling the end of the world. And while that theory turned out to be wrong, of course, I do believe that God can speak to us through remarkable celestial events like this, and we need to be paying attention. Remember, the Eastern Magi back in Jesus' day were always watching for sacred moments in the sky. They recognized that what we call the Star of Bethlehem had spiritual significance, and they left everything to follow it. So is there spiritual significance in a moment when the moon is in the exact position in space that it would appear to completely block the sun? I don't know. What I do know is that we serve a God who has set the heavens in place in all their precision and majesty. The universe is magnificent in wonder. Psalm 8 says, "Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" Well, in Psalm 139, we read that though our God is big enough to create this magnificent universe, he does care about us. Psalm 139:16 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." So what is the Lord speaking to us through things like stars and solar eclipses? He's saying that though he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, he knows us completely and he has perfect timing for our lives. But to be in the Lord's perfect timing, our hearts must be aligned with God, obeying his leading. The Lord has not made us like the stars. He's given us free will to choose the direction of our lives. Only when we agree with God's plans can we fully display his glory. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss anything that God has made me to be or do. I want to be fully surrendered to him that I may be in the right places at the right times, fulfilling all he made me to be. Let's pray and ask the Lord to give us yielded hearts so we can be in perfect alignment with his love. Father, thank you for getting our attention through the wonder of the natural world, which displays your glory every single day. Thank you that you are mindful of our little lives and that we get to be part of your beautiful redemption story when we say yes to you. Help us trust you fully with our lives and live in perfect alignment with your heart so that the world might come to know your love through us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friend, wherever you are today, know that God sees you, He knows you, and He cares about you. He has a beautiful plan and a perfect timing for your life if you will trust Him and follow Him. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.